Host, hello and welcome to Mindscape, the podcast that explores the inner workings of our brains. Today, we are diving into one of the most powerful and uniquely human faculties we possess. Our imagination. What is imagination? Is it just daydreaming? Is it the same as hallucinating? And most importantly, how can we get more of it? According to the curriculum from The Generative Area, A Mind for Imagination, imagination is a controlled mental process. You know it's not real, but you're voluntarily picturing or simulating something. A hallucination, on the other hand, feels utterly real. It's an uncontrollable sensory experience without any external input. So, how does this incredible ability work? It's a team effort inside your head. Key players include your memory, which provides the raw material, mental imagery, which lets you see that beach or that new invention in your mind's eye, and your frontal cortex, the CEO of your brain, which handles the planning and decision-making involved in directed imagination. And it doesn't just happen when we are awake. REM sleep, that stage of vivid dreaming, is crucial. It acts like a nightly therapy and innovation session, consolidating memories and potentially working through problems via mental simulation. Short, thoughtful pause. So, the big question: how do we become more imaginative? The document suggests several fascinating methods. There's active imagination, a technique from Carl Jung where you deliberately engage with your unconscious mind, almost like having a conversation with it. Then there's hypnagogia, that blissful, fuzzy state right as you're falling asleep. It's famously where innovators like Thomas Edison would snatch new ideas. Your inner critic is asleep, but you're still somewhat conscious, letting ideas flow freely, and my personal favorite, because it's so simple, mind wandering. Letting your thoughts drift while you're on a walk, showering, or doing the dishes. Science shows this is prime time for divergent thinking and those sudden aha moments. So next time you're stuck, stop staring at the problem. Go for a walk without your phone. Other powerful tools include meditation, which quiets the noise and strengthens your mental flexibility, and seeking out novel experiences. Trying a new route to work, a new hobby, or traveling, it stimulates dopamine, which enhances learning and creative flexibility. Music subtly begins to fade in, signaling a transition. Host, throughout history, we've used art to explore and celebrate this ability. From Marianne Moore's meticulously constrained poem, No Swan So Fine, to John Lennon's timeless anthem for peace, Imagine, which challenged us to envision a world without conflict. It's the same spirit in Gene Wilder's iconic rendition of Pure Imagination in Willy Wonka, an invitation to a world of limitless possibility. And in Evanescence's Imaginary, we see how this power can also be a personal sanctuary, a refuge from a harsh reality. Imagination isn't an escape from the world. It's the tool we use to understand it, to cope with it, and most importantly, to build a better one. It's the first draft of every innovation, every solution, and every work of art that has ever moved us.So tonight, maybe let yourself drift into that hypnagogic state. Or tomorrow, take a walk and let your mind wander. You might just imagine something wonderful. Host, thank you for listening to Mindscape. This episode was based on the curriculum, A Mind for Imagination. Until next time, keep imagining.